We ready? Mine's going.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, boys. Welcome to the show. It's the first edition of the Behind Time and Off Topic Broad podcast. And, well, this has been a long time in the making, I think, for everybody. Correct?
A long time?
Well, I mean, a good while. How long have we talked about this?
It was a good idea. Still not sure why we're in here doing this, but
where should we be? Should we be at your apartment, or do you just mean doing it in general?
I think doing it in general, but there's a lot of people that wanted this, so we'll do
really,
it for them.
Really regretting not buying the soundboard and getting those drops from you guys right there.
We definitely need a few ticks on the soundboard for our.
When we land our first sponsor, we'll start spending some of that capital.
I did download an app that has random sounds, but I don't know how I'm going to get it on my phone if we're recording it on my phone.
Well, that's all right. We'll get to that later. But I don't really know how this started a long time ago when we thought about it. But like I said, it's been a long time coming. I want to give a shout out to one podcast that started Not Your Mama's Book Club, who got this again in our head and inspired us to start this. So shout out to them. But I don't know why
was that a shameless plug to his girlfriend?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't to my girlfriend. She has nothing to do with it.
But
so.
She's friends with this person.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I'm just glad we got the shameless plugs out of the way early.
Yeah, those are done.
you know, I'd have said Kellen's the money favorite to have the
I've got nothing to plug just yet.
Yeah, see when you have plugs, you gotta use them.
It's another drop.
Yeah.
But as we thought about this was supposed to start about 20 minutes ago, but someone was
it's only fitting
behind time if that makes sense.
And without chicken minis.
Yeah, and without chicken minis, he was gonna surprise the group, but he sat in traffic a little too long. So here we are starting about 20 minutes late. But wanted to jump into the first topic that we have for the day. How bad is our Ryder Cup team?
Not great. Actually, I think it's a Real Housewives team that plays golf.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah. Some inner drama. I think it all comes back to one thing, Paulina Gretzky.
Yeah, I mean, she is really hot.
Well, that's, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, in a way, that's what I was talking about. I think in a different way, I think, you know, Brooks and DJ had a little, you know, visit with the Eiffel Tower with Paulina, maybe. And some things got weird, and that's how they came fisticuffs. Just crackpot theory right there.
At the Eiffel Tower?
Speaking
about it a little more.
Speaking of the two Bash brothers, who would win that fight?
Initial reaction? Brooks.
He's got the bigger biceps.
Bigger biceps, but I feel like DJ might have length.
I don't know. Brooks is kind of tall too.
Let me get you
some details.
Yeah, some height, weight,
some stats.
Let's see here.
I think DJ is probably a little more scrappier than we would imagine. He just seems like he has that scrappy attitude, where Brooks would just come flying with fists.
He has a history
of
using.
Well, yeah, we know that he got suspended for 6 months because of it.
Well, I'm just saying those guys.
I'm gonna stick with my guns here. I'm going Brooks.
Brooks, okay.
I think Brooks is
only because you've seen Brooks up close.
And you know,
you know, we've seen
power.
DJ up close. We were behind him on number 18.
Oh, yeah, point. I'll take Brooks in a fisticuffs between the two. Brooks,
I'll take DJ with a cheap shot.
A cheap shot.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think he goes that way, man.
No.
No.
Okay. I go that way if I'm ever in a fight. I've never been in a fight, but
you never
I would
been
assume
in a fight?
I would go cheap shot.
Why haven't you ever been in a fight?
Let's get behind
that.
I
don't fight people, dude. I'm a lover.
I'm a lover too, but sometimes somebody just needs to be hit. Or, you know, if they try and hit me,
growing
I hit
up,
them
that
back.
Was my brother, and I'd go hit them.
I'm going to make this clear. I've never wanted to be in a fight.
Well, no,
so
I don't think anybody ever wants to.
I don't know. The way sometimes somebody needs to be hit, you made it sound like it was a thing that you do when you go out Saturday night. Get a drink with the boys.
Well, yes, that certainly starts
Call
the
a day.
Is that
what they do in Lubbock?
That's what they do in Lubbock. That's something that happens frequently in Lubbock.
All right, Brooks Koepka is 28 years old.
Not to mention my own family who has history of getting in fights.
6 foot
But other
nothing.
Than that.
6 foot nothing?
205 pounds.
What'd you just say?
205 pounds.
That's like exactly my weight. 6 foot nothing.
205 pounds.
205 pounds.
Of lean muscle.
I'd like big to change biceps. My vote. 205 pounds.
You want to go? You're going for DJ now?
I think DJ's got a couple inches on him.
Yeah, he definitely does that. I thought Brooks was taller than that.
This is according to the PGAtour.com people.
Okay. That's even
Dustin Johnson sports a nice 6 foot four frame at 34 years old, 190 pounds.
Getting up there in age, though.
Koepka, you're getting the bulk, but DJ's got the length. So
I think if DJ could, withstand that first punch, I think he would end up winning. But it's whether that first punch knocks him out or not.
Let's be honest, though. These are golfers, so there's not going to be any punches thrown.
I disagree.
I disagree, too. Apparently, they were really close.
Well, close and punches thrown are different things. Like, I've been close to being in a fight. I've never been in a fight, but...
Huh. Well, I remember that one time Neil was almost in a fight?
Yes, I did.
In the middle of a fight?
Marius.
Sometimes you just get in the wrong place, wrong time. You just got to go.
You did that twice that night. Well, one of them...
One of them was your own doing, so don't tell me you don't ever start fights.
In my opinion, I didn't start that fight. He started the fight. And it was more of a, I was trying to, you know, calm the situation down, reminding him that how a line system works and priority works.
And how you cut it.
Right. But that being said, I got in, he had to wait, no blows were thrown, and
you know what would have been karma if Neil was walking up the stairs and got stuck and got punched? That would have been karma for him cutting the line. And
I got pinned against the wall. I mean...
In fairness, there wasn't a lot of room. So if two people were walking in the same position down that aisle, whatever you call it, you would have gotten pinned against the wall.
Yeah. These guys were taller
than
me.
So for all we know, you could have just been like, they've been like, all right, we're passing this guy. And they were passing. And you're like, hey, man, where you want to go?
It's possible.
That's very much sounded like what happened at the first instance outside the club bar, whatever the hell that was.
I think... Getting back to the Ryder Cup team, though, not to change the topic too much. I think the U.S. I think that the U.S. should adopt like a 12 captain pick theory. Like, just maybe like top four guys qualify, and then the rest of them are captain's picks. Because who's going to want to partner with Spieth, or excuse me, Reed now?
Nobody, obviously. I think.
What a turd.
Yeah, he certainly should have kept his mouth shut, but that's not something he ever does. So I don't think it helped that his loudmouth wife joined in on the fun and kind of stirred the pot either. But I don't know how you can do a 12-man captain's pick. That's just, I mean,
that means you're not like really... The point system is more of like a recommendation for the captain.
So then why even have a point system?
To identify the players that have played well over that period.
Yeah, but Bubba was in that.
Well, Bubba had two wins.
He had three wins.
Okay.
For the record, Bubba got sick before the Ryder Cup. So I think Bubba would have...
He wasn't in great form either. Not... Hey, he won a match. Tiger didn't win a match, nor did Phil.
He won more matches than Tiger.
Yeah, and Phil combined.
Tiger probably had to play with, you know...
Yeah, Mr. 83 over there.
So...
Did you hear the latest news that came out that apparently... someone on the Ryder Cup team threw Reed under the bus and said that he didn't want to play with anybody, really.
Yeah, they came out and said his wanting to play with Jordan was a lie.
Yeah.
And that, well, they said he only wanted to play with Tiger.
Yeah.
And then he finally got it and it didn't work.
Yeah.
That's what I saw. But I don't know. I mean, it's all he said, she said. And obviously you can tell why the Europeans won and the United States got trounced. Because there's... No chemistry in here, and that's all it is, chemistry.
If you think about it, if you look back at Hazeltine in 2016 when the Europeans lost, there was no fighting or anything. They just lost and went home, went about their business.
I disagree. Matthew Fitzpatrick was raising a fisticuffs because he only played in two matches. He played in a foursome match and then the singles.
Yeah, but that's not the same as calling your partners out and all that crap where – He was just disappointed that he didn't play in more. Reed over here is calling out Jordan and vice versa.
The difference is this all sounds like stuff that was ongoing during the Ryder Cup, while Fitzpatrick's was after the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and I can understand. And to be honest, if you're the captain, you want your players that don't play that much to be pissed. I mean, if you don't want that, then
I don't know about. Obviously, you want them to want to play.
You want them to be mad not to be playing.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why are they on the team if they're just there for the free ride, the free shoes?
Hey, you get free apparel, man. It's pretty cool stuff.
I get free apparel, but
not a big fan of the Polo Ralph Lauren, though. Those guys are.
I don't mind it. I just love the fact that Tiger will basically protest the white pants and wear rain pants every
day. Yeah, what's the idea with the rain pants? I saw quite a few people wearing that. I didn't see a drop of rain.
He doesn't wear white pants.
Tiger's not wearing white pants.
Yeah.
He'll wear his pooch pants before he wears his white pants.
Yeah.
There's other people wearing rain pants. Like, I think Bryson had some rain pants on. Was that their own team uniform?
What I could tell, it was probably chilly out. I wouldn't say it was cold by any means.
Most of the Europeans had vests and jackets on.
And they also didn't wear a hat.
And it was sunny. So we're probably that game.
Well, Rory's pea-sized head doesn't fit their hats, apparently.
Well, that's a poor excuse.
Yeah.
It's either that or he'll lose a lot of money.
You know, I hope in like 10 years, the Golf Channel comes out with a documentary. They were filming behind the scenes of this entire Ryder Cup.
30 for 30 week.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Hard knocks for golf?
No, not so much hard knocks.
Just a 30 for 30, 30 or like, you know, the NBA or the 1992 Dream Team, NBA TV did
what
a documentary.
What would be a good, like, you know how, what if I told you this Ryder Cup team never had a chance?
What if I told you there were broken hearts?
No.
What if I told you Thorbjørn Olsen was going to beat Jordan Spieth on hole 14?
I could have believed it.
Dude, that dude's washed up. I've never seen a kid so washed up before.
I think he's just checked out.
He was Captain America Friday and Saturday with JT.
No, JT's Captain America.
Well, Jordan was playing well, too, then. He was making all those – he made five birdies in a row at one point.
Like assistant captain.
Assistant to Captain America?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can have that, but you already have 17 captains on the vice captains on the team.
They did well though, those vice captains. Saw ZJ going to the radio a lot.
Cooch and ZJ.
You mean they stayed out of the way?
Yeah.
It's funny that, not that I watched every split second of the Ryder Cup, but I remember seeing a whole lot more of Tiger and Bubba in 2016 than I ever saw of Kuchar and ZJ this year.
That's just.
And even Michael Jordan.
The camera's ability to find Tiger Woods doing anything and everything on a golf course. Yeah. So.
And rightfully so, if you saw what happened at the Tour Championship that last hole. Which was
unfortunate. I think if Tiger doesn't win that and he finishes second, he plays a lot better at...
I probably would agree with you.
I think they should have a week in between the Tour Championship and the Ryder Cup.
Next year, we won't have to worry about that anymore. Or going forward, I should say.
Next year, we won't because there's no Ryder Cup.
Yeah, you've got a point there.
Yeah, you do have a point there. But I meant going forward because the season's ending at the end of August. So you're still going to have – unless they move the Ryder Cup up, but I doubt they do.
No, I think they moved it back.
No, President's Cup's in like December next year because it's in Australia.
Is it?
Yeah. Or somewhere down south.
Nope. You're definitely right with Australia.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, right down south.
What's the one between Europe and Australia called?
Asia.
Eurasia?
That's their Ryder Cup?
I don't know that that takes place.
No, yeah, it does. I've never heard of that.
I think it does.
You're not talking about
more like a ceremonial team, like NBA first team kind of thing.
who's your pick for the captaincy in 2020?
That's a good question.
It's not Phil.
No, I don't think it's Phil.
You think it's Cooch?
Did Jim do a good job? Not that we know the full details and can't really assess that, but...
I think he did. I don't think he made a few picks that were
right for foursomes. I was going to say, I think Phil and Bryson were an awful choice.
Well, I think Phil playing four foursomes was an awful choice. Yeah. Personally, he was just not in form at all. But I just... I mean, I think he did the best he could. I don't think there was any chance of them winning, no matter who he trotted out there.
I mean, for foursomes, you're trying to pair. It's a fine line between playing guys that play the same way, if that makes sense.
I don't think you want to pair guys that play the same way, though. You need guys that hit fairways.
That's the case.
You need pure ball strikers for foursomes.
You need someone that's not going to, like, I don't know. Like, if you had DJ and... Zach Johnson or whatever. And so all of a sudden DJ's having to hit drives from 50 yards behind where he's normal – or not drives, but he's having to hit second shots from places he's not used to.
He's still hitting a 5-iron where people are hitting a hybrid or something like that. You know what I mean? if he's taking ZJ's drives. Phil Mickelson's style of play is to recover almost, you know, whether it be around the greens or punching out.
Which is a lot of Bryson, too.
Bryson won the first two playoff events by hitting every fairway. I just don't know if it was a good idea.
I just think it was more of them not playing as well as they could have.
Oh, no, it was definitely that.
Rather than the pairing.
And it was also the Europeans shrinking the golf course, so to speak.
Yeah, that was pretty smart.
I mean, it's funny. I saw.
Should let me set up the golf course.
Yeah, that would have been a great idea. I saw a tweet of a picture of like 19 mowers going down a fairway, and somebody said, "This is Whistling Straits. They're already preparing Whistling for 2020."
Yeah.
Like, just cutting the golf course down so they could bomb.
It's all fairway.
Yeah.
You think DJ knows that there's a bunker there on 18 for Whistling Straits?
For in 2020? I don't know. He might still be.
There'd probably be that whole match play thing where, like, they might make a claim that he was in a bunker.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
He's probably still wondering what really happened there. Just like, I don't know. Well, okay.
The rules will change again. Don't worry.
The rules are going to change before 2020?
Again.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to be captain.
Do they give it back to Davis?
I forgot that was the question at hand. No, they don't go to Davis. He would be the third straight American captain in America. Because he had Medina as well.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I
love was
that.
Love was Medina.
Three Ryder Cup or 6 years ago?
It'd be the three straight in America.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, they're not going to give it to him because of that.
You know what I wish they did? I wish whoever wins that year stays until they lose, like on both sides. I think that would be kind of cool.
It's like make it, take it.
Yeah. Once you lose, you're out. If not, you keep going.
I think more things should work under a make it, take it kind of thing.
What else do you think should work under that?
I don't know, but that to me has a really good, you know, mindset. It's like, it's mine till you beat me.
Yeah, I agree. It comes from the parks and street ball.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't play much street ball.
No,
not a lot of one-on-one in my history, but
street ball's not just one-on-one.
No, I'm not saying it isn't, but street ball, one-on-one, basketball in general, you know.
Wasn't your cup of tea?
I didn't make it out of CYO.
Should we get into that deeper?
No, we don't have to.
Okay.
You know, I didn't try out for the high school basketball team. You know, it conflicted with my track season, of course. So that was That was a big reason why.
Okay. What about soccer? Was that same season up there?
No, we didn't qualify to play in the winter. We were a fall season up in the north. We are a fall season sport, as I believe you guys do it in the spring down here.
We do.
A little bit backwards there.
By the way, speaking of soccer, and this may be my only soccer comment ever in the history of this entire podcast.
Come on.
I was watching the baseball game last night.
So we went from basketball to soccer to baseball?
Well, hang on. And on the bottom of the screen scrolled a UEFA matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Between, I think, Juventus.
Yeah.
And Young Boys.
Yeah, Young Boys.
There's a team in Switzerland called the Young Boys.
They sure are.
Like, that's a real thing.
What league are they a part of?
The Swiss League?
That's like 100%.
What are the other? Is there like an Old Boys team and a
no
Western Boys team?
There are two Red Bulls, though.
Hmm.
One in America and one.
Well, yeah, that's the New York Red Bulls, right?
Yeah, there you go.
See?
Yeah, the Young Boys.
I didn't know teams over there had mascots.
I was like, talking about a friendly matchup.
On that he actually ended up losing. But
you had the Young Boys?
No, I had Juventus.
Oh.
Speaking of Juventus and Cristiano Ronaldo, this is way off topic, but did you hear about all his allegations?
Yeah, I heard about them.
Oh, man.
From Vegas,
I didn't read anything into them.
10 years ago, apparently some girl's claiming he raped her.
Me too.
You're claiming he raped you?
No, hashtag me too.
I think that was Neil taking a stance.
Okay. So you got to throw the hashtag first, man. Otherwise, I'm thinking that, I mean, if he raped you, that's fine and all, but.
Capital city of Bern is widely referred to as Young Boys or as Young
I mean,
boys
there's worse people to be raped by than Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, I mean, he is a pretty attractive male.
Hot guy. Statue, not so great.
I don't like the way this off-topic part's going, so.
Hey, you brought up soccer.
Here we go. Yeah, that's all you.
I did. So we never really established who the next captain was, because it could be a lot of different people, probably. But from this current team, who will be the first to captain a team?
Phil.
I think Phil.
Yeah. I think it'll be when they're over in Europe. and
do you count years. You count vice captains or players?
Players.
Phil.
Yeah.
Does Tiger ever captain?
Yes.
Yeah. Here or there?
I think it's got to be here.
I think it can be there.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters. I mean, I don't think captaincy matters really where.
He's beloved everywhere.
Yeah.
You saw that reception.
Yeah. I just, it's crazy to think that a guy that is 12 and 25 or whatever he is in Ryder Cup is going to be a captain, but as many.
Jim Furyk had a losing record.
Yeah, but losing by a couple of points, not, you know, half your.
Do we ever get a player captain again? I guess this is a follow-up. Will Tiger Woods be a player captain?
No.
I'm captain, and I choose myself. I haven't played in 4 years, and I'm not healthy, but I choose myself.
He's on his own Mount Rushmore, so there's that.
Well, I thought that was a pretty good Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
It's hard to go against that. Anything else on Ryder Cup as we move forward in our off-topic conversations?
I got nothing to say. I've said it all.
Okay.
Congrats, Europe. They played well.
Yeah.
That's all you can say at this
point. Tell you the real victory is European social media. The European tour.
Yeah, they kill it.
Yeah, they're next level. Yeah. The whole 5-0 or the Molinari and Fleetwood.
Yeah, that was so good. That was so good.
That's next level funny.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Good stuff. PGA Tour needs to take a few notes on that.
Yeah.
I'm tired of just seeing their highlights. That's all I ever see on Twitter is highlights of somebody. You don't see any good features of somebody. But these guys are good,
and they live under par.
Oh, I was going to say, they're no longer good. They just live under par.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's because the PGA Tour sets every course up so easy that they have no chance of being over par.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. That was brought up somewhere that I think someone tweeted that you can just see how much easier the PGA Tour is.
You can't donate to charities if you don't make birdies.
It's a good point.
It's a vicious circle, man.
That makes sense. The charities are the ones that sponsor it.
Follow the money.
Yep.
Follow the money. No doubt.
All right. Do we want to move on to our next topic?
Not really.
Okay. Well, let's continue with Ryder Cup. Or are you just done because you're done and you're Neil?
My coffee's almost out, so.
How many?
My smoothie's getting warm.
Clubs and or gentlemen's groups, or ladies' groups for that matter, played in a Ryder Cup format this past 2 weeks, you think? Like how many people were like, we should do. No. Like around the world. Like, outside of the Ryder Cup, how many people played in something similar to the Ryder Cup? Because I know my dad's going on a trip next week, and they call it their Ryder Cup event.
How did he qualify for this event?
Is it his President's Cup event?
No, he answered yes to an email, and they're going to Arkansas.
So. I would like for his father to play the world, have him go against some non-English-speaking people.
Okay. Oh, that would
I could see
well.
How that could get a little bit dicey. Your dad might get in a fight before you.
Especially, my dad's been in a fight.
So it's not like
five. I've almost seen him get in a fight at a football game.
Where were you?
Back is he in Vegas yet?
I was like 12. No. And? He goes Friday.
Oh, he goes Friday. Okay. I think, I bet there was quite a few, maybe not necessarily like,
I can promise you about every club across America probably had a Ryder Cup event with its members.
I don't think it was.
I don't know if it was
this week.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much every club has that, regardless.
Yeah.
I know Dave. Dave qualified for his Ryder Cup event. Speaking of Dave, he called me yesterday and I forgot to call him back. But
what were we talking about with Dave?
Shout out Dave.
I don't know. But
DJ Wacky.
DJ Wacky. Den Leader Dave qualified for his Ryder Cup event.
As a captain or as a player?
As a player at his club. Ironically, the club is called the Players Club, which is really weird.
I do have another question.
Oh, go ahead. Let's hear.
So, I was thinking about this the other day of how epic it would be if, Augusta National hosted a Ryder Cup. Just because of all the history and the roars and all that. But are there any other courses, here stateside, that would be, just knockout venues for a Ryder Cup? Like, TPC Sawgrass would be pretty cool.
No, I disagree.
You disagree?
Yeah, man. Molinari didn't play 17 and 18 all week. Those are the marquee holes at TPC Sawgrass.
16's not bad.
16's a par 5 that, you can get to in 2.
Exactly.
Every hole is a par 5 that you can get to and 2, I feel like, these days.
Well, okay, beside that point is that, 17 is the nervy shot. don't get me wrong, I think it'd be a great venue to watch all.
But you may never get there.
You may never get there.
They switched around the holes at Le Golf National.
Okay, so you're going
to... Did they really?
Yeah, 16 and 18 they switched.
I think...
I didn't know.
Because 18 is such a good hole, they wanted it to be in play, so they moved it to 16.
I think 18 is such a... Or excuse me, 17 is such a good hole that...
You should tee off first there.
No.
Oh, as your opening hole.
17? Is that what you're talking about?
17 is such a good hole that it doesn't fit into the rota as 8. Then it just becomes, oh, it's an island green. These guys play island greens. It's the reason it's 17. It's so late in the round for the Players' Championship.
What about if it was for the Ryder Cup?
I'll be really curious to see Bethpage Black as a Ryder Cup.
That'd be cool.
And what the PGA of America does with
it. Yeah.
I think that'll be pretty neat.
I think it'll be pretty neat, but...
I'm mad they're going back to Hazeltine so soon, but when you only have a couple memories of winning... Recently,
I was gonna say you need somewhere you can call home and say, all right, at least we'll get a W there.
Yeah,
you know, you're at least doing that. You know, Medina's crossed off the list. A lot of demons in those trees.
Yeah.
So no on Sawgrass. What about Augusta?
No.
No. Not that I think they'd ever do it because
no,
they can do one thing and
no. Exactly, they can do one thing. But now they're doing two.
You don't
things.
Think it'd be cool to do a Ryder Cup there?
I mean, sure, it'd be cool to do a Ryder Cup there. It'd be sure to cool to do a Ryder Cup in Pebble Beach. It'd be cool to do a Ryder Cup anywhere.
I wonder if Pebble Beach hosts a Ryder Cup.
No.
You don't think so?
I think they're...
They're going to Olympics soon.
I think they're a USGA thing, you know?
Yeah.
We sign off on the USGA and F the PGA.
Yeah. Well, actually, they don't F the PGA because they host the AT&T Pebble Beach. So...
Well, you know...
Let's... You mean PGA of America?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm hungry. Talk about food.
Well, let's do it. What are you looking for? Some onion rings with a little Tabasco in them, or what?
No, so I got to thinking about this, and you know,
is this his rant?
No, this isn't a rant. This is more of just deep thoughts.
Deep thoughts.
Well, I guess when it comes to food, I'm always thinking about going deep into it. One of my favorite food items to get, you know, once all the tea times have gone off and things like that. Are the biscuits and gravy at Hurricane Creek Country Club.
Ooh. Oh, during the brunch?
Sunday buffet?
Really good stuff there. Yeah, that is some really good stuff. That whole buffet is kind of interesting.
Where else can you get biscuits and then go down the line and get fried ham?
Or fried chicken.
Yeah, fried chicken's good there too.
Yep.
The best thing about their buffet is it's not a big, like, room-filled buffet. It's a simple line, but it covers the bases.
I'd say it does more than cover the bases.
I really enjoy their food.
Hungry?
No, me
I've
either.
Never taken take out tater tots.
You took out tater tots?
No, it's just somebody I know. You know, said, "See you later, boys. I'm gonna take these tater tots and go, so I can pick at them as I drive home."
Because it's a long drive. That makes sense.
But
I'm gonna try that next time.
See, tater tots
also is hosted at Ryder Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Tater tots to me. Are bad to go food.
Why? You can just pop them in your mouth.
I am personally of an opinion that you need to dip a tater tot once in a while.
Oh, you're so wrong.
What?
No, you're so wrong.
Don't listen to him. Taters. He doesn't dip anything, so I'm a dipper.
No.
I love dipping anything in anything.
So what do you dip your tater tots in?
You pop taters, you don't dip taters.
I don't dip them in anything. That's one of the few things I don't dip tater tots.
No ketchup?
Not typically, no. I throw a little salt and pepper on them, and they're good.
Ooh, they are.
I don't disagree that salt and pepper adds a enhancement to the tater tot. I just think sometimes...
So you're on record as saying salt and pepper adds flavor?
Yes.
Okay.
I want that to be heard.
I don't disagree.
Okay.
No challenge.
But I think sometimes to break, you know, the repetition of it, I think some ketchup would go a long way.
I can get behind ketchup. That's about the only thing that tater tots are good with.
What about some hot sauce, like Frank's?
No.
No, I think that'd be really good.
No.
Okay, my point being is that provides a little grease. No, gosh, no. A little grease on your fingers sometimes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be driving with a little grease on my fingers.
Do you drive with both hands on the wheel like a grandma?
Well, if I'm driving one hand on the wheel, one hand
grabbing,
dipping my tots in my ketchup and hot sauce.
So now you're double dipping.
Well, yeah.
Double dipping in two different dips. Excuse me.
So, well, yeah, I'm not gonna,
You're gonna have a trail from there to your lap with hot sauce and ketchup on it.
If I do it on the quick, it should be just one drop.
When have you ever not dropped on your pants?
I am clean today.
I have nothing on my pants today.
That's fair.
Yeah, but I've been up since, you know, 5 o'clock. So 3 hours of...
Did you hit the gym this morning?
I did. Did a little pump.
Wow. Congrats, man. Congrats.
Yeah. You know, went hard, went back, did a little bye. You know, the boy's a little tired. All right.
Is this the first time you've been in a while?
I went yesterday.
Okay.
So, you know.
Getting back in the routine?
Starting to build a routine.
Now that you don't have anything going on for the rest of the year?
Well, no free weekends. I'm going to be attending a wedding this weekend, so that's going to put
this weekend.
Yeah, that's going to put a huge damper in the pumps.
Yeah.
I'm attending a wedding this weekend.
Really? Does it happen to be in Delaware?
It's a Sunday.
Ooh.
With a brunch.
Now I'm interested.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
One of my best friends got married on a Sunday, and it actually wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I don't think it's going to be bad.
Yeah, but you can't party hardy.
No, I know. But the good thing about that wedding was it was early in the day. It was like 11 o'clock, and it was kind of a – it wasn't a destination wedding, but it was in the hill country. And so everybody had to drive home. So it wasn't – it worked out that it wasn't like a party hardy wedding.
And I don't really know. I mean, I know the person, but it's my fiance's coworker. So
it's your fiance's coworker. Gotcha.
So it's not like I'm looking forward to party hardying there. So a brunch thing could be good.
I think you need to break out. You got to break out of your social, you know, bubble and become a butterfly there. Have a cocktail two or three.
I'll definitely have a cocktail.
But yeah, so
I don't know if I'm gonna turn into a butterfly.
Why not?
Yeah,
that's.
What about a
make an impression?
Good or bad?
Unconfirmed.
Do just whatever do it. I want.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Impressions are impressions,
life,
whether good or bad.
That you're not doing whatever you want. You're not living your life.
Okay, guys, right? Off topic. Come on. Off topic. Let's get back to the topic of club foods. One thing that will forever be ingrained in my head is a time when Kevin and I were at Spanish Oaks and we had lunch there. Kevin got a fried chicken sandwich with queso, I believe jalapenos were on it, and some bacon. It wasn't just like your straight cheese. It was a mound of queso on the fried chicken sandwich. It probably had to be 3,500 calories.
At least.
Why are we calorie counting when you got queso on fried chicken? That just sounds delightful.
Oh, it was. It looked really good. I think at that point I got a salad.
Yeah. Did it come with a side? Or did it just say the queso is the side?
Side of lard, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember looking at that thing going, oh my God, that looks amazing.
I think it came with fries.
Yeah, I think it did come with fries.
This was also mid weight loss bet, and I lost.
Yeah, that was.
But it wasn't because of that. It was because of that trip. It was because of the late night Wendy's that we hit up later.
Just the Wendy's.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Because we got cheese fries at Wendy's. If you can't imagine, those aren't any good.
You know, I somehow think the cheese fries at Wendy's were only like 300 calories less than a queso fried chicken burger.
Probably.
I don't know if burger's the right word, but sandwich.
It was a fried chicken sandwich. I mean, you're talking like...
Did it come with lettuce? Did you have some greens on there?
Probably.
I can't remember what all came, but I just remember the queso overflowing the side of the chicken.
I remember it was a mess.
Yeah.
That way.
If you put lettuce on that sandwich, you're just saying that this is for appearances.
Oh, like, yeah.
That lettuce doesn't do anything.
No. It's the garnish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to eat that.
Yeah. There's nothing on that lettuce that's
That was good, though.
Yeah, well, how could it not be? It's fried chicken.
Spanish Oaks food is really good, just in general.
Yeah,
no doubt. I think
you can't beat a good pizza, General Creek, though.
Looking forward to that
fire oven, or that pizza oven.
I'll be at the Creek of Generals, the Generals Creek.
Hopefully not on a Monday.
Ah, yep. That
you're not getting pizza. you might want to go on Sunday then, just to get a pizza.
Yeah,
go get pizza. Pizzas are
good. Or at least whenever you're doing all your work.
Pizza
out there.
Friday at General Creek. I like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe that's what we do. That sounds like a plan.
Pizza Friday at Gentle Creek.
All right. There it is. We know what we're doing.
Brent, we're on our way.
What other food places or clubs have really good food? I try to think about this. It's tough because I feel like every time I go to a club.
I eat hamburgers, hot dogs,
chicken fingers. Yeah, that's typically.
Or a sandwich.
Yeah, that's typically. I will say when I was at Sugar Creek this past weekend.
They had a wide range of
menu. They did have a wide variety
menu.
You're
not allowed to order off of.
Yeah.
Correct. That was a whole other topic of discussion. But I had a ham and swiss cheese focaccia sandwich.
What is focaccia?
It's the bread. It's a type of bread.
That's ciabatta.
No, it's focaccia.
Ciabatta.
Ciabatta is a different type of bread. Yes, you're correct.
Describe a focaccia.
Have you ever been to Cane Rosso?
I've been there.
They have focaccia there. It's almost the...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, so it's bread that rises, but it's almost like there's nothing in the risen part.
Focaccia is a flat, oven-baked Italian bread product similar in style and texture to pizza doughs.
There you go.
Focaccia is typical of Liguria, but is popular throughout Italy and is usually seasoned just with olive oil and salt. It might also be flavored with herbs, vegetables, and cheese.
What you just said to me was, here's a piece of frou-frou bread.
Oh, yeah, 100%. My sandwich was 100% frou-frou.
It had, came with arugula, didn't it?
It had, spinach on it.
Spinach is pretty frou-frou.
Yeah, pesto, very frou-frou.
Yeah, kind of
looks like cornbread.
And it had sun-dried...
Oh, that's what focaccia is?
Sun-dried tomatoes. Oh, that's a terrible picture.
No, I think that's a pretty justifying picture. I can see that cut into a sandwich and being so bad.
No, it was really good, and it was warm. It was just...
Well, I hope it was warm.
Good. It was good. It was good. Well, it wasn't like a cold Swiss and cheese, man.
I'll send you the recipe to make focaccia bread. You know?
I'm out. I don't have enough of the supplies or the ingredients to make
focaccia. You know, I know this
is a wonderful, quick alternative to garlic bread.
I know this isn't a food item,
by the way, you've eaten focaccia bread before.
I'm sure.
I know this isn't a food item, but it is a drink item that I thoroughly enjoyed one time and one time only at Brook Hollow. Can't remember what
it
was called.
You,
it was when Kevin and I were invited.
Invited out there all the time. I just say no.
I think it was some sort of Arnold Palmer frozen Arnold Palmer mixed with a little bit of I want to say vodka, probably. Something in there. It was rather delicious. It tasted like a slushy.
I remember somewhere did a frozen Arnold Palmer and it was good.
I think it was there, man.
They did it virgin or not virgin?
I think it was there.
I can't speak to the frozen Arnold Palmer thing, but you know, at a club that I used to work at, they had this drink that I heard was really good. Us caddies didn't really get privileges, but they called it the Wicker Basket. Whew.
I wonder what club that was.
That bad boy did wonders, apparently. Holes 13. Jeez.
You never got one?
No. They don't really feed the caddies, drink the caddies.
They don't drink the caddies?
No. Please don't feed
the caddies.
If you're lucky, yeah. It's like the ducks. Don't feed the ducks, don't feed the caddies.
That makes sense.
I was lucky to, you know.
Did any of your players that you caddy for ever buy you a drink or food or anything?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Not to their knowledge sometimes. You know, as you come off number 9, you pass a little hut there.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, sandwiches and... drinks there for purchase, and you know, I'm with, you know, Joe Schmo member throwing on his tab, and Joe Schmo member goes, well, at least hit my food and bev men, you know.
Yeah, so that's which was probably pretty high at that point.
Yeah, actually, you know, thinking about that, they had a sandwich there you might not think is good. Phenomenal peanut butter jelly,
okay,
with bacon.
Interesting.
Very. It's daunting to look at because the bacon just...
You know what that reminds me of? You and your girlfriend's trips to a restaurant up the road that you get guac at with bacon.
Oh, yeah.
That just
further quantifies that the bacon is the best thing that Earth's given us.
I couldn't agree more.
Pig's butt. That's what I want. Every meal.
Never mind. I'm going to stop there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If ass taste is good, that's, yeah, I guess so.
I mean, what do you think is better than bacon?
I mean, no knock on bacon. I just...
Tostitos pizza.
Yeah, rolls. That's what I was about to say. You can't go there.
Have you had Tostitos pizza rolls with...
Tostitos?
Totinos.
With bacon?
No. It's pepperoni all the way, bro. Pepperoni or five...
Yeah, I don't know if I would ever get, like, a bagel bite with bacon on it.
Why?
Because bagel bites are just, like, made to be just a pepperoni and cheese and a little blop in your mouth. Couple chews, grab another one, pop them in.
How many chews does it take to get to the center of a pizza roll? One?
One for me.
You don't take a bite out of a pizza roll.
What?
I used to bite all the corners
you
off.
You throw it all in your mouth.
I said chews.
Chews. Okay, okay.
Like, is that like a yum, yum, swallow, pop in another? What does it take to get 40 pizza rolls down? Half hour? 15 minutes?
Not a half hour.
I don't know. I've never tried.
What takes longer? Eating them or realizing you want more and preheating the oven again and going through the same process?
eating them.
How long does it take to make 40 pizza rolls?
12 minutes.
12 minutes.
Because at 40...
That takes longer to preheat the oven.
You're pretty full. I don't preheat ovens. I just start it, and then that counts into my...
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to say you microwaved, and that was going to be a faux pas.
I don't microwave.
No, I don't. I can't microwave cold pizza or anything like that.
Straight cash, homie.
Toaster oven.
I agree in the toaster oven. Mine's a little tiny, though, so getting 40 in there be tough.
Yeah, yeah, mine too. I can barely get, like, 6 bagel bites in mine.
I think I'm going to go get bagel bites right now.
They're really good. I love bagel bites. Better than pizza rolls and Hot Pockets.
Well, agree. Hot Pockets, you might as well just right off the roof of your mouth for a week.
Yeah.
But bagel bites, I mean, the fact that they come with a little tray that you can heat them on top of
them. It's literally pre-made for you to just...
Kids have it so good.
I know.
Between fruit snacks.
We had bagel bites when we were kids.
High C's were really good.
Is that the drink?
Yeah, the little juice box.
Yeah, see, I was more of a Capri Sun guy.
Don't get me wrong. I like Capri Sun. You know you were doing well as a kid if you had Kool-Aid. If you had the little Kool-Aid thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know you're doing well as a kid. Mommy and Daddy were making that paper.
Yeah, I guess. You know what I really liked as a kid was fruit by the foot.
Oh, yeah.
Got to roll that thing out to like 3 feet.
No, if you were the bully... You throw it, and it hit the kid that, you know, was across the table from you at the lunch table.
I don't know if I ever did that.
I was a bully then.
Well, yeah, I could
have done that to me. I'd eaten your fruit roll-up.
I'd whip it back real quick.
Fruit by the foot, or those are two different things.
I do that.
The fruit roll-up.
Did you ever roll it around your finger?
Out the little guys. And
yeah.
Did you ever roll it around your finger, the fruit by the foot, and, you know?
Eat it all once?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
If I did that, I just took the wrapper off and crumbled it up and threw it in my mouth.
That's always... You know, an option.
My favorite was to undo a little bit and then just start to like.
Yeah.
Really translate on a podcast.
No.
Goldfish. Goldfish were overrated for me.
Cheez-Its.
Oh, no.
Cheez-Its all day.
Oh, Cheez-Its.
I don't know. I love Cheez-Its and I love Goldfish. I don't know if I had to choose.
Kepka denies the fight.
I'd probably go Goldfish.
Between Cheez-Its and Goldfish?
Yeah.
I take Pringles.
And once you pop, you can't stop.
Exactly. That's why my mom always gave me that little short stack.
And just pop them all in.
It reminded her of someone she knew.
Hey, I'll be the short stack. Every group needs a short stack. I'll be that guy.
Yeah, okay. I'm a Goldfish guy, and I think it's because I get them all the time at different clubs. You know, they have them as like a little snack. They don't have Cheez-Its
snacks. Like, you know, those little tubs that you can, you know, bring out in snacks? I'm taking peanut M&Ms all day.
I don't know too many of them that have peanut M&Ms.
I can name quite a few off the top of my head that have peanut M&Ms. Okay, in these, you got four tubes, right?
Yeah.
Name the four things that are in those tubes.
Typically peanuts.
Okay.
Goldfish. Or some sort of maybe trail mix.
Yeah.
Usually goldfish are in there.
Yeah, usually goldfish.
Sometimes I even see a little bit of like a pretzel, some sort of pretzel kind of thing. I've seen it.
I don't know about that.
All right, what about a Chex mix?
Yeah, some sort of Chex mix, trail mix type deal. I don't know what that fourth would be. I think the fourth is up to the club.
I see them wasabi nuts.
Yeah,
that's a bold play.
Yeah, that is really bold.
I mean, nothing gets me more pissed off than wasabi nuts and I'm playing really bad. And if it's 100 degrees...
Well, then you don't get them.
Well, if they're there, you got to get them.
Now I know how to catch back up.
Yeah, no, see, I don't have to get them. I get... If there's four things, I get one of the other three items.
There's a reason wasabi nuts are always full.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you make a point, but...
Another good little snack is when clubs put out peanut butter and crackers and jelly.
So,
oh, man, that's so good.
This past week, we decided to bring in a tub of pretzels with peanut butter inside of them. It was the smartest thing we've done all week.
A tub?
Yeah. A jar, tub. Yeah.
For, like, the tournament office?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, good idea. And what else did you have?
That was it. Sodas.
Peanut butter and...
The pretzels with peanut butter inside.
Oh, okay, okay.
Really good
touch. Those are good.
The only thing that could have been better was if they had like a, you know...
Cheez-Its.
Ice cream. I was going.
With the peanut butter? I mean, with the pretzel?
For like after the day was over, be like, wow, that was a tough day. Thank gosh I have a drumstick.
Drumstick, huh?
Klondike bars are too messy.
Nah, see, I'm more of just an ice cream sandwich type guy.
Yeah, I'm straight ice cream sandwich.
See, I don't like the residue that gets onto your hands.
I love that part.
No,
have you ever unwrapped the wrapper like halfway and, you know?
No.
No, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah,
I think that's how you don't get it on your hand.
Grab the sandwich, one bite, two bite, yum.
two bites to get a sandwich in your mouth?
Maybe.
Wow. You must be good at that.
The idea behind the drumstick, though, is that it's a clean... You're walking away with a clean hand.
I don't like all the nuts on top.
You don't have to get the nut-free one.
Not many places have those, though.
Yeah. Nut-free drumsticks?
Yeah.
Not many places have ice cream sandwiches either, you know, when you walk out the door.
So
it's not a parting gift. Like, you go, the, here's your ice cream sandwich, here's your...
have no nuts on some on there is pretty more limited.
Yeah.
I think we're talking about a hypothetical world in general, but at the same point, if I'm going
to... I know at one of the clubs I've been to, they have ice cream sandwiches.
As you walk out the door?
No, but at a comfort station. I never, hardly ever see drumsticks.
See,
I've seen drumsticks, but they always have...
I see chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwiches before I see drumsticks.
What did you call it? Chocolate chip ice cream cookie?
Chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwich or something like
that. Yeah, it's a Chipwich.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
No, it is.
No,
it, you it don't know. It, that's what it is. It's it not is a chocolate chip cookie. Dude, why? And it's not a cookie. It's cookies. There's two of them.
What if it's one cookie they cut in half?
No.
What if they, what if they slice it?
You can't cut a perfect circle in half. That doesn't make any sense.
A cookie is not a circle.
What?
Okay, it's not a globe, I guess I should say.
Well, no, a globe is a different kind of shape.
But you could cut a cookie.
Globes would be so good.
You could cut a perfect
ball. I mean, we're talking about a cookie. A cookie is flat and circled, right?
They're not always flat.
Okay, there's a little rise in them with the focaccia bread. But
yeah, I guess.
A cookie is a circle for the most part.
Yeah, I agree.
The only time you don't see that is when they, like, the Elmer Fudd ones with chocolate in the middle.
Yeah.
Those are good. Shaped like the little elves.
No, I'm not a fan of
those. Those aren't Elmer Fudd.
Who is that?
Those are...
That's your Elmer Fudd. Oh, no, Elmer Fudd's the rabbit guy.
Yeah.
Those are E.L. Fudge or something like that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got my fudges messed up.
Yeah.
I was like, Elmer Fudd.
Okay. Fudged up that one. Listen... The Chipwich is up there. The drumsticks, high. But
What about just your straight, like, bomb pop or something like that?
There's just like a
flavored
popsicle. I don't know that I'm ever really just saying, like, give me a popsicle.
I am.
I'm always...
What about the opinion, what like, are those ones called?
It's 105 degrees. Give me a popsicle anytime.
Yeah, what about the ones that are, like, in the fridge in there?
Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Good. I mean, I've got a stack of them in my freezer still from July 4th, so you can tell you how much I'm really pounding those down.
You need to eat more popsicles, man.
I just don't see... Like, I'm never craving a popsicle.
Me either.
There's something about ice cream that you crave. Popsicles?
I don't crave ice cream either.
I crave both.
I'm not a big sweets guy. I mean, I like sweets, but I'm not like I need to have some sort of sweet or candy or cookie right this moment.
The only reason I'm at the weight I'm at is because Dairy Queen's too far away. I'd be...
A balloon?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Dairy Queen was walkable...
ditto.
if Dairy Queen
There's was one walkable, right up the road from you.
No.
Well, I guess it was closer at your own place.
Yeah, it was close, and I went almost once a week, and... I mean, balloon? Hello.
That's why you had to go to the gym so
Dairy
much.
Dairy Queen's closed now. The one on the other side of...
really?
George Bush, yeah.
Really?
Wait, on the other side of George Bush?
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, like right at Rosemead?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
It gone.
Oh, really? That's a shame.
That is a shame.
You would go to?
Yeah, when I lived in that other place.
Yeah.
Damn.
That is a shame. I went there not too long ago.
They didn't put out a press release like, hey, we're getting rid of all of our ice cream?
No, I'm working on it. We need someone to come eat all of our
ice cream. Wait, did you say you're working on the press release?
Yeah. Me and Dequi.
Okay.
Dequi.
Huh, that's interesting. Well, boys, anything else you want to discuss on our first podcast?
I've got to get a little bathroom going here.
Okay, well, it was a fun first time. We'll do this again sometime.
We'll hit
soon.
On the other topics that we've got on our rundown at different times.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we need...
Because shocking, we're behind time and off topic most of this episode.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
I don't think we covered anything I didn't want to talk about. I mean, the ice cream, the cookie circle.
Those were on your first list to talk about in this episode.
No, but like in the scheme of things, there are things that I definitely want to talk about.
You didn't exhaust all
group.
Your things you want to talk about, right?
No. I mean... I could probably keep going here. Just
no, we'll stop there. We'll stop there. You need a bathroom break.
Yeah, definitely need that.
Well, boys and girls, it was fun. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
I don't think you're recording.
I don't know.